Stephen Mayne is the founder of crikey.com.au, shareholder activist, and he joins us again. Stephen, good afternoon.
Hi, Richard.
There's been some interesting changes since we talked a week ago. For instance, we talked a lot about the financial engineers, so-called. They have actually staggered through this week a little better than they looked last week.
Well, it's been an amazing week. I mean, the market has fallen again today by 70 points, and it's now it's fallen literally 10% in a month. And it's heading towards its recent lows in March. And the financial engineers are up and down like yo-yos. So this time last week we were talking about Babcock and Brown having fallen 50% in 2 days. Well, it's actually recovered 20% over the week, although it's down 3.5% today. So it's recovered a bit and it's looking a bit more solid, Babcock and Brown, the parent company. But it's two big infrastructure funds, Babcock and Brown Infrastructure and Babcock and Brown Power, have both today fallen 15% in 1 day. So as you can see, it's incredibly volatile, and I think there's a great deal of pressure on many of these heavily indebted infrastructure funds. So Macquarie Airport, which owns Sydney Airport, has today plunged down to a new 4-year low, and Transurban, which owns the majority of the toll roads in Sydney, I think the Eastern Distributor and the M4 and the M2, its shares have crashed by 15% today alone after it yesterday raised $1 billion in new money and slashed its promised dividends in the future.
Now, why is that? Are the toll roads not proving as popular in these times of high petrol prices?
No, it's because a lot of these vehicles were saddled with too much debt. So, for instance, Sydney Airport, the Macquarie bankers, they claim it's worth about $12 billion, but they've loaded it up with $5.5 billion of debt, which is about what they paid for the thing back 5 years ago. And it's the same case with Transurban. It's got more than $4 billion of debt, and it's been borrowing money to pay dividends. And all these vehicles, in a model that was pioneered by Macquarie, they borrow money to pay dividends, and therefore shareholders are sort of lulled, I guess, into almost a false sense of security because they're getting this great dividend flow. But Transurban came out yesterday and said, you know, this wasn't real. We're now going to create a fair income business, which was the quote of the CEO, and we're only going to pay out dividends from cash flows, so your dividend's going to be cut by 60%, and the share price got slaughtered. And then all the other heavily indebted infrastructure funds are getting smashed as well. So this is really about the global credit crisis, and anyone with too much debt in Australia is really getting hit very hard.
But Stephen, when a boss says we're going to create a fair dinkum business, does that imply it wasn't fair dinkum before?
Well, he blew the whistle yesterday. I mean, to have a CEO basically say that the previous structure wasn't fair dinkum has shocked the market a bit, and we're seeing all these other vehicles really getting hit hard. So the big question now is, how do the individual vehicles handle it? Now, something like Macquarie Airports, it has got a lot of debt on the individual assets, so the airport itself, but Macquarie Airports, the listed company, it's got close to $1 billion of cash, so it actually looks like it's...
Yeah, most of it my parking.
Well, that's right, because they're charging like wounded bulls. But, for instance, Babcock and Brown Power, it's got $3 billion of debt, and it's trying to roll its money over at the moment, and so it announced yesterday it was cancelling payouts, and it's trying to sell $1.5 billion of assets. And the biggest asset it's trying to sell is a power station in southern New South Wales called Urinquinty, or Urinquinty, and they're hoping to sell that for $650 million. So the big question is whether these stressed infrastructure funds can actually sell assets in this difficult environment. And that's what the Babcocks and, to a lesser extent, the Macquaries of the world are juggling at the moment.
Okay, so it is conceivable that they'll be able to turn this around to some extent.
Well, I was pretty bearish about Babcock when I spoke to you last week, Richard. Now, I don't think it's at all likely that Babcock is going to fall over. I mean, their share price recovery this week suggests that the parent company, it is in discussions with its banks, and it has fallen below this point of $2.5 billion of value where the banks can come in and call a review if they want. Now, the banks haven't done that yet, and Babcock shares have edged back up such that tonight it's worth about $2.2 billion. So it's close to getting above that level where the bankers would no longer be reviewing it. So I think the Babcock empire will continue on, but I think that some of the individual funds, and particularly the Power Fund, is looking under great pressure. But you can compare that with, for instance, the vehicle which owns the Long Bay Forensic Hospital and the Orange Hospital. It's actually a London-listed vehicle called the Babcock & Brown Public Partnerships, and its share price has been holding up above £1 a share for most of the last year. It seems to have been hardly affected at all. So you have to understand which particular vehicle owns which particular asset to look where the problems are. And I think in the Babcock's case, it's the power fund where I think the concentration of the problems is really focused.
Or you could just put all your money on the GGs and forget about it.
Yeah, or down the casino or something, yeah.
Stephen, nice to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Cheers.